I'm pleased to be speaking today with Sigmund Brauer, author of Broken Angel, Flight of Shadows, and numerous best-selling novels, to talk about his new book, The Canary List. Hello, Sigmund. Great to be with you.
It's great to be here, and happy to talk about The Canary List.
Now, The Canary List is an unusual title. It's very intriguing. Give me a little background on the meaning behind the title, The Canary List.
I am reluctant to give you too much meaning because the title is part of one of the aha moments in the novel. However, let me just say that canaries are used in coal mines, and they detect early danger. And unfortunately, they detect early danger of methane gas by dying before the coal miners do. Canaries are more fragile, and that's where we get the canary in a coal mine term. And I guess all I really want to say after that is there's a big reason we need a canary list.
Now, in The Canary List, you explore the question that if Christians decide demons don't exist, how much the Gospels do we reject in an attempt to rationalize the frequent mention of demons and even miracles? Explain how you think if demons do exist, what the dangers are in ignoring their presence among humans.
Well, I really think it comes down to one of two things. Demons exist as spiritual entities, or they don't. And a lot of people in evangelical circles prefer to explain the demons of the New Testament as psychological afflictions or mental illnesses described that way. The only trouble is you then run into accounts like when the time that Jesus drove the demons out of a man possessed near the Sea of Galilee, and the demons went into a herd of pigs, and the pigs thundered into the water and drowned. And I have received no satisfactory answer from anyone as to how a psychological affliction could do that to pigs. So if you start straining in terms of rationalizing accounts of demons in the New Testament, then what else do you rationalize away? Do you start by saying the miracles were something that they're not? So I think there's a real danger in outright rejecting demons. There's a real danger if demons do exist in ignoring them completely, because then they can stalk us as an invisible danger. And C.S. Lewis, I believe, said it best, and I will quote him right here. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an unhealthy interest in them. The demons themselves are equally pleased by both errors and hail a materialist or a magician with the same delight. And that's the opening quote to The Canary List.
Now, The Canary List is a novel that starts with a man protecting his family and one vulnerable young girl, but reaches all the way into secrets at the Vatican. A recent statement by the Catholic Church's chief exorcist communicates his feelings that Satan is at work in the highest levels of the Vatican. How would you, Sigmund, interpret such a statement, and should we take his words, especially as it pertains to child abuse and subsequent systematic cover-up over the last few decades?
Began when I read that in the UPS News. So this is not like some internet urban myth. We have the chief exorcist of the Vatican for the past quarter century, according to this article, saying that he believes the sex abuse scandals are signs of demonic infiltration. And that's pretty scary. He also points to power struggles in the upper levels of the hierarchy and says, quote, cardinals who do not believe in Jesus, quote. Now, tie that into headlines in the year 2000, where an archbishop made the startling accusation that Satanists are working within the Vatican, and you have something that I think is a very interesting foundation for a novel that explores some scary stuff.
Now, Sigmund, you have published more than 50 books in your writing career. Talk for a moment about how The Canary List fits in with your recent titles, Broken Angel and Flight of Shadows, and how these books differ from some of your previous novels.
Broken Angel and Flight of Shadows, I was determined first to do my best to tell a great story, but then secondly to explore some things that hopefully leave the readers with a lot to think about, and also explore things in an edgy way, and be kind of like speculative thriller fiction. And there is no doubt that The Canary List is extremely speculative, and it is edgy. And when readers finish the book, I hope they have a lot to think about.
The Canary List is another thrilling title brought to us by Sigmund Brouwer. He's been my guest today. Sigmund, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me, too.